podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I want to tell Jeremy that trailer you sent me. Jeremy sent me a link to a little movie on YouTube over the weekend, and I laughed through the whole thing. It's a little 30-minute movie called Kung Fury.
It's an action slash comedy, and it's so over the top.
It's ridiculous.
It's fantastic.
And you can't help but love it. But here's the thing.
It's violent, though.
The reason I bring it up is it has now received over 10 million views on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
It's blown up.
This week.
It's like a crowdfunding movie or something, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys over in the, it's the Scandinavian. I can't remember if it was Sweden or Norway or something. They're Scandinavian guys, and they did sort of like a Kickstarter campaign that said, hey, we want to make this goofy kung fu movie. Mm-hmm. And they raised, I want to say it was
a lot.
A lot of millions.
They made it.
So much.
So many millions.
But really, it's so entertaining. It's like a kung fu movie set in the 80s.
Is it like the lip syncing? Here's what I'll tell you about it, Emily.
His partner, his so-called partner, because he's a police cop, he's a cop named Kung Fury.
Of course he is.
His partner is a dinosaur that wears a police uniform, and his name is Triceracop.
This is big
this
stuff.
Is what
she
we're
looks confused right
about.
Now.
No, that's not you a look of confusion. Something. It's kind of
watch
a disgust.
It. Just watch it. It's
maybe
fantastic.
Maybe it's a guy thing only.
10 million
I don't know.
Views.
10 million guys watch
way,
that.
It has questionable language and things like
and
that.
Violent so, guy gets chopped in half. Yeah, no so big
you,
deal.
You might not want your kids to watch it, but the
but it's got Triceracop.
Yeah! The 16-year-old boy and the rest of us.
Yeah, I giggled.
Loved it. Anyway, so there's that. So let's talk about wearing your PJs.
Now to Emily's pajamas,
Now over to Emily's PJs, wearing PJs out of the house. So you almost went over to the dark side, or you did go to the dark side?
No, I did not, but I'm very paranoid. The on-trend look this season, fellas, is they're kind of like drawstring shorts, and they're made out of, you know, like a flimsy, probably
like a canvas?
Poly cotton blend.
Like a tent?
And they look like pajama bottoms to me. They just look like little nighty shorts you can get at Victoria's Secret to sleep in.
Okay.
And so I got a pair of these to, you know, for warm weather, and I put them on, and I'm like, God, these look like pajamas. Can I wear these out? You know, are people going to think that I need to be on what not to wear because I'm wearing my nighties out at, you know, the gross. What do I do?
You probably fit in. Aren't the kids still doing that where they wear the PJs out?
This past weekend at the grocery store, and I was a little I'm used to seeing like teenage girls and a little bit younger, like adolescent girls.
Yeah, you are.
Go to the store wearing their pajamas. But now, this past weekend, there was a parent walking through the store with their son who looked like he was about 11 or 12. He had his pajamas on, too. Now, I've railed about this in the past, but now I'm just going to shut up. Because here's why. The genie is out of the bottle, and you're not going to have the genie back in the bottle. In other words, we've reached the stage with people wearing their pajamas out to the grocery store that you're never going to not see that anymore.
So it's a thing. It's a thing. It's here for good.
And you can't tell people you look like a fool. You just can't. So now you're going to see more and more of it. It's wearing pajamas out.
Yeah, and it makes me feel so worried unnecessarily because they are regular shorts. I purchased them at a store.
I saw a picture of them. You look fine. Yeah. They just look like little shorty shorts.
I saw the pictures, and they don't look like pajamas.
Maybe shorts. They're short. They're tight. You look fine.
They're not tight.
They look tight.
Just my thighs.
I'd be more concerned about your legs in that photo. Kind of pasty white.
Dang. No.
Yeah, that's the reason why you shouldn't wear them out. Not that they're pajamas, but that you're not really rocking them.
Yeah, right. You just need sun. It's going to be a nice day today. Get the oil out and sit outside.
Perhaps the flannel pajama pants are what I should be wearing.
Double up, too. Wear
probably.
Two of them.
Probably.
Do you agree with me, though, that we've reached a stage where it's not going to go backwards?
You will see more and more.
Pretty soon it will be,
That's all we'll wear.
No, pretty soon it will be just, people will be in their underwear going to the grocery store.
Wow.
And why not? Because the bar gets raised and raised and raised and raised. Uh-huh. So if 20 years ago we'd see somebody wearing pajamas at the grocery store, we would have said, oh my God. But now you see it all the time. So what's next? And that's wearing underwear.
Underwear and then no pants.
Only underwear. Right. And then the stage after that is, totally nude.
Just don't go in the freezer section, gentlemen. Bad idea.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.